Well, hi, Jess.
Good morning, Julie.
All right. What is shocking you this morning?
The big shocker is that Dreamgirls not nominated for Best Picture. It was considered not only a sure nominee, but also a front runner to win. So that's a big surprise.
We should mention that, meanwhile, Dreamgirls got nominated for eight categories, but not for Best Picture. So they got the most nominations out of any film this year, but not for Best Picture.
It's really, really strange. And also strange that Bill Condon not nominated for director. A lot of times a front-running movie like that, if it's not nominated for picture, they'll at least throw a bone to the director. I do think, though, that Eddie Murphy and Jennifer Hudson are ultimately going to take the prize for that film.
And both actors are up in Best Actor, Best Supporting Actor, Best Supporting Actress category.
Right, right.
So you think they're going to take those
I think they both stand a very good chance of ultimately taking home the goal, but it really is a shocker. But that's what everybody will be talking about in Hollywood this morning.
Let's put up on the screen again those that are nominated for Best Picture and see if there's a shocker there. I know my mouth dropped open when they said Letters from Iwo Jima,
right?
Because critically acclaimed, but not a lot of people were saying that this would get nominated for Best Picture, maybe Best Director.
Exactly. I think a lot of people thought Clint Eastwood would get director, but it would not be nominated for Best Picture. It definitely got the slot that Dreamgirls, because the other ones are not really a surprise.
Okay. Best Actor, what surprised you there?
Really, no big surprises there. I mean, the surprise in that category is that we pretty much knew who was going to get it. Leonardo DiCaprio, obviously nominated for The Departed rather than Blood Diamond.
And in the final seconds, Best Actress. This is a tough category. Judi Dench, phenomenal performance in Notes on a Scandal.
Yeah, Notes, Letters, same thing.
Right. It's scandalous. Who do we think is going to, I mean, that's really tough competition.
Well, the favorite right now is Helen Mirren, because she has won so many critics awards. And amazing that many actresses over 40 are nominated.
Jess Cagle, thanks so much.